preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks. You are tuned into the Trump Phenomenon radio show. I'm James Kelso, your host for the next hour here on the Republic Broadcasting Network based in Round Rock, Texas. I'm speaking to you from the far wilds of North Dakota. I feel summer right around the corner here. You'll be surprised. You'll be amazed to note I am able to tell you that the temperature on my front porch, according to my sophisticated thermometer device on the wall right in front of me, is 24 degrees Fahrenheit. Yow! and that's hot times in North Dakota. Here on January 10th, 2023. I don't know, I probably have goofed up a couple times already this year and said it was 2022. January 10th, 2023. Wow, we're just about there, folks. Oh, did I even tell you who I am? James Kelso here. We're just about there. I mean, 2024 is the, as Ed Sullivan used to say, the really big shoe. The big show. When Donald Trump will be elected for the third time in November of 2024. And here we are, we're in 2023. And the campaigning begins now. So we're in the 2024 campaign cycle. Here we are. And, you know, of course, the excitement we had in the midterm election of voting for all 435 congressmen and for one-third of the senators, the way it, you know, sorts out every 2 years, those six-year term senators, one-third of them have to re-up. So a third more of the senators will come up in 24. And here's an interesting tidbit. In this last election, it's just the luck of the draw. It's just the way things have sorted out. More Republicans were up for re-election in 2022 than Democrats. And that disadvantaged Republicans. That hurt in the process of retaking the Senate. In 24, it'll be the Democrats who are disadvantaged, I believe. They will have more seats up for grabs. And so a very big opportunity in 24 for Republicans to finally take back the Senate. So that's an exciting sideshow to the presidential race of 24. And of course, now we have, and let us appreciate. My opening thought last night was the beauty, the wonder, the for all of us, not having to hear or see the Medusa-like face of Nancy Pelosi on our TVs endlessly. She is slumped into ignominy. She is not to be seen. Wonderful. And the things that are going on now, it turns out there was a lot of fear that would Kevin McCarthy. You know, we'd get fooled again. We'd get screwed again. Well, so far, we haven't been screwed again. Jim Jordan is on a tear. Matt Gaetz is on a tear. Marjorie Taylor Greene is on a tear. The MAGA Republicans in the House are doing great. And the pieces of garbage rhinos in the House piped down. They're not making any big noises. We don't have Liz Cheney with us anymore to bother us. We don't have Adam Kinzinger anymore to bother us. Those were the two worst, and they both shipped out of the House. Liz Cheney's case, run out of the House. The great citizens of Wyoming cut her out of the herd. And Adam Kinzinger just cried himself out of the herd. So, and I hadn't had a chance to see him on, apparently he's been hired on CNN. And I don't watch CNN, but I have the ability to find it. I know I can remember how to do it. I can find CNN somehow on my Roku device. It would be probably worth a lap and a half to watch the Adam Kinzinger show on CNN. I hope they're paying him a ton. Well, let's see, what can we start with here for food for thought for you out there? First, let me give you a lifeline here. You can call 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252, and I'll get my message board here connected directly to the sprawling, towering Republic Broadcasting facilities and the megalopolis of Round Rock, Texas. I haven't visited the Republic Broadcasting Tower yet, but what I've heard, you know, I have been on top of the Sears Tower in Chicago. What a view from up there. I've been on the observation deck of the Empire State Building in Manhattan. You know, you can see all the way into Connecticut. But I've heard that the view from the top of the Republic Broadcasting Tower in Round Rock, Texas, actually surpasses that Sears Tower view and or the Empire State Building view. So I'm wondering if you can see, I mean, how far can you see across Texas? But this is, you know, you financed it, folks. Your contributions to the Republic Broadcasting Network are responsible for that stainless steel and glass monolith in the middle of the Texas plains. But keep it coming. And hundreds of operators are standing by to take your call. And go to republicbroadcasting.org. You can see how you can connect to that behemoth of a network. All right, so let's see what... here's some good news. As we, of course, build our towering structure, meanwhile, our enemies are going to hell in a handcart. And here's the headline at Breitbart. I like the title. And this was linked from, I got this off of Donald Trump's channel at truthsocial.com. That'll leave a mark. That's a good headline. That'll leave a mark. Seven big tech moguls lost. Guess how much they lost? Well, we were building our towering facility in Round Rock. Seven big tech moguls lost $433 billion in 22. Ooh, nice. Then that's good news. Big tech has had a rough year, with many startups failing and stock prices plummeting. As a result, seven of the world's tech billionaires have lost a combined $433 billion in total wealth. Couldn't happen to nicer guys. With one exception, Elon Musk, of course. We don't want him to lose money. The Washington Post reports that tech executives and founders have seen significant losses in their net worth this year as tech stocks have declined and many companies have experienced slowed growth. I'd call shrinking slowed growth. And the value of tech stocks has declined significantly in 21 since 2021, leading to significant losses for executives and founders. One notable example is Mark Zuckerberg. The founder of Facebook, now known as Meta, who suffered a decline of almost $81 billion in his net worth this year. You know, he must be saying, wait, can't we check those numbers? What was that again? My checking account dropped by $81 billion this year? However, unsurprisingly, Zuckerberg is far from broke, with a remaining net worth of almost $45 billion. But look at that. This is kind of neat, isn't it? Good things happen. He's lost $81 billion in 1 year. He's left with $45 billion. He's lost two-thirds of his net worth. Nice. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy. Okay, let's go to the next guy that we love to hate. They've come up with one guy who's net worth has gone up. And I've never heard of this guy, and neither have you. So let's run his name out here. Zhang Yiming. I'm sure I butchered that. Zhang Yiming, the founder of TikTok's parent company, ByteDance. His net worth rose more than $10 billion to nearly $55 billion. And of course, you know, come on, let's look at this. This guy, Zhang Yiming, it's going to be a typical Chinese billionaire setup here. As long as he's a good boy and dances to the fiddle that the Chinese Communist Party plays, they're going to leave him alone, and he can call himself a billionaire and get fancy suits tailored in the now slave colony of Hong Kong. But as soon as he acts up a little bit, we've heard these stories over the years of Chinese billionaires who go missing. Something happened. They didn't show up for work on Monday. What happened over there in Red China? How can you go from being Mr. Big with billions of dollars to where'd he go? Well, where he went, you know, he's lucky if he's alive. All right, so apparently he's being a good boy, and he's worth $55 billion now. Let's see here. Larry Ellison, co-founder of Oracle, he lost $16 billion. Still the seventh richest person in the world. Michael Dell of Dell Technology, he lost $7 billion last year. Allowing him to remain just ahead of Zuckerberg in the top 25 wealthiest list. The seven billionaires include Elon Musk, who lost $132 billion in net worth this year. And I offer you some of these numbers here to like cheer you up here in the new year. You think I noticed, I was shopping for eggs. I saw a box of 8 of 12 eggs for $8. What? 12 eggs for $8? And there was a guy next to me. I was joking around at the display there in the egg section. And I asked if an employee if I could arrange financing on a dozen eggs. And that got a laugh. And the guy said, he said, you know what? I forget what his exact data was. He said only some short time ago, he said eggs were 6 cents each. That's right. And I seem to remember that. I was marveling when I'm looking at eggs and I'm going, you're kidding. A dozen eggs for, you know, 75 cents, you know, or a dollar. Such prices existed. And who was the president at that time? Oh, Donald John Trump. Eggs are important. You know, that's not something you can like skip on your diet or, no, it's an important nutrient. It's not like sugar corn puffs. And likewise with other foods. But so you can see what these billionaires are dealing with. They're not having trouble with $8 a dozen eggs, but as the story headlines, that'll leave a mark. Musk has lost $132 billion this year, and he's lost the title of world's wealthiest person. What? Who went into first? Musk's net worth is still huge at $139 billion. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos lost $84 billion this year. This year, as Amazon shares plunged almost 50%, he still retains a fortune of $108 billion. Larry Page, Google co-founder, and Sergey Brin, co-founders of Google, they lost $44 billion for Page, leaving him with $83 billion. Brin lost $43 billion, leaving him with $80 billion. These are big numbers. Okay. Oh, come on. Speaking of people you love to hate, how about Bill Gates? take Bill Gates, please. Bill Gates saw a loss of $28 billion, leaving his net worth at $109 billion. Still need to lose a lot more, Bill. So I'll do what we can to help micro suck fold up as we suffer with wind blows. It's not windows, it's wind blows. Brought to you by the friendly people at Micro Suck. Gates' decline roughly matches that blah 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 blah. Okay. And let's go move to the next guy. Many of Gates' losses relate to his various investments in companies, real estate, and farmland. Farmland. Knock it off, Bill Gates. Don't buy our farmland here in North Dakota. Okay, buddy? All right? You've probably never been here. What'd you do? You phoned it in? Give me 10,000 acres of this over here and 10,000 of that, and you can do some, put some kind of tenant farmer deal on there or something like that, and then we'll screw them later. We'll kick them off the land later when the value jumps up and we've got our deal with Red China here, shipping directly from North Dakota to Shanghai. Microsoft shares shrank by 30% last year. Nice. Former Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer lost $20 billion. Hey, we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote with Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, New York to L.A., well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say,
we're back, folks. We're proud to be an American. And, you know, that's something they can't take away from us. let's talk some more about the happiness of these control freaks who, you know, what is it about them, these people that have taken over our world, taken over our country, these billionaire people, they think they're God, really. They think they're immortal. They think they can do whatever they like. Do as you will, I think is their motto. Do as thou wilt or something. Let's look at their domestic lives. Their corporate lives not looking very good here. how about happiness on the home front? Well, we mentioned Jeff Bezos. Well, you know, they think they can live forever. Now, by the way, are they any healthier than the rest of us? With all of their billions, Does it appear that they're living one extra day beyond little old me or you? I don't get that feeling, at all. I mean, they might, in fact, be eating with unlimited access to rich food. They may be eating real crap and probably engaging in some weird and dangerous practices that may adversely affect their health. But how about their marriages? Happy marriages? Well, let's ask Jeff Bezos. This guy, I think at the time, was the richest guy in the world, and he couldn't get along with his wife. He can't live an extra day. He can't hang on with all the cheating accountants and attorneys that he has. He loses two-thirds of his wealth in 1 year. Now he can't even get along with his woman. What's going on, Jeff, baby? How's that God thing working out? Or how about Bill Gates? I'm looking here on a list at Wikipedia. These liars over at Wikipedia, they don't even list. I think Bill Gates got a divorce, didn't he, from Melinda? Remember, you hear of all of them. This program is presented thanks to a donation from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. He couldn't get along with Melinda. So she walked away with half of his money. And others. There are a bunch of them like this. These very, very... can you imagine not being able... You know, you can't get along at the dinner table. And so you have to decide, okay, all right, Melinda, all right. I'll take 60 billion, you get 40 billion. No, I want more than 40, I want 50. They argue over who gets how many billions. So, you know, and this is by way of good news, folks, is that, in fact, the eternal verities have not been refuted by these people. And so you out there with your happy marriage and your healthy children and your warm home out there, you know what? And you've got something these people don't have. You know, like Lee Greenwood says, you know, proud to be an American. These people aren't American. And Jeff Bezos be proud to be? No. Bill Gates? You think Bill Gates is proud to be an American? Are you kidding? No. These people, you know, they've forfeited all integrity. They're miserable. So, and of course, this is the American ideal. This is what is so wonderful about America, is that the yeoman farmer, this, you know, originally in the time of Thomas Jefferson, most of us were farmers in America. And the yeoman farmer was somebody that Jefferson saluted and immortalized. And he said, you know, we are the most independent people who have ever lived. We have our own, we have a home that we built with our hands, surrounded by fields that we cleared with our ox and our axe. And we have our numerous children around us at the hearth, burning the wood that we chopped in the woods on our land. You know, a simple life, but an independent life. And that was the key to the building of America, is that America was a nation of independent people who provided for themselves. They didn't need the damn government. And so they, of course, made stringent provisions to keep the damn government off their back and out of their business. We're going to have to revisit that, of course. Who was it that said, you know, every generation has to renew. Liberty is not given to you and just can be taken for granted. So we need our own Jeffersons of today. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. What I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be. What I love is someone bright enough to see.
We're back, folks.
What I hate is what
and
I hate.
I was just looking at the list. The all-time list of the most expensive divorces, and I know one there it's in the all-time list, and one that I actually where I live next to both of these people, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver, and that was a $250 million divorce. Arnold, you screw up, and they live next door. In the Pacific Palisades, but that's exactly what Arnold sounds like in the backyard. He's not in that location anymore, but He does sound just like Arnold. Screw up. But the number one, here's number one. Jeff Bezos, he couldn't keep his marriage together. And price tag for his divorce to Mackenzie Bezos. She's a lot better looking than he is. What a weirdo that guy is. What would he look like if he had his hair on his head? I wonder what somebody ought to fill that in and see what he looks like with hair. $68 billion for Mackenzie. All righty. Well, let's shift from yucking it up about the misfortunes of our oppressors. And let's look into, let's go to Donald Trump, who, by the way, mentions the, he's talking about Truth Social today, and he mentions, he says, however, the Biden administration is working overtime to put a monkey wrench into the financing. People who want to help, want to get in on the opportunity of truthsocial.com and want to invest in it to the tune of $1 billion. They're being thwarted by the Biden administration on complete, utterly spurious, malevolent grounds. But Donald Trump says, hey, you know, if they stop people from investing in my Truth Social, he says, here's what he says about it. He says, I've got lots of money. I'll pay for it myself. Nice. That's very good to hear. I was worried that, you know, maybe our champion, the burden that our champion has taken on might have crushed him financially. But no, this man is such a genius. He manages to make money in spite of all of this harassment and campaign against him. He still manages to master the art of the deal and the art of the comeback and be an incredibly successful person with an incredibly wonderful marriage. And by the way, yes, Donald Trump's had two divorces, but the both of his former wives, one sadly passed now the last year, but both wives said they still love their husband and the father of their children, Donald Trump. He's a heck of a man, a heck of a marriage, a happy golfer, healthy. And doesn't he look, doesn't Donald Trump simply exude health? Isn't his face just a glowing picture of health? I think it is. Let's go to his posting today. And he says, here's one that the president put up. He put up a post by Victor Davis Hansen, Californian. And let's take a look at that. Let's read into that. The coup we never knew. So this will be our reading for tonight. This will be our bedtime reading story. The Coup We Never Knew by Victor Davis Hansen. Did someone, and Donald, this becomes important because Donald Trump put it up, meaning millions of people are going to read it who otherwise would not have seen it. Did someone or something seize control of the United States? I think we all know the answer to that. He says, what happened to the U.S. border? Where did it go? Who erased it? Why and how did 5 million people enter our country illegally? Did Congress secretly repeal our immigration laws? Did Joe Biden issue an executive order allowing foreign nationals to walk across the border and reside in the United States as they please? Since when did money not have to be paid back? Who insisted that the more dollars the federal government printed, the more prosperity would follow? When did America embrace zero interest? Why do we believe $30 trillion in debt is no big deal. When did clean, burning, cheap, and abundant natural gas become the equivalent to dirty coal? Of course, I love coal, too. There's nothing dirty about coal. How did prized natural gas that had granted America's wishes of energy self-sufficiency, reduced pollution, and inexpensive electricity become almost overnight a pariah fuel whose extraction was a war against nature? Which lawmakers, which laws, which votes of the people declared natural gas development and pipelines near criminal? So he's asking, who are these shadowy figures? Who's running this? Who's the puppet master here? Was it not against federal law to swarm the homes of Supreme Court justices, to picket and to intimidate their households in efforts to affect their rulings? How then, with impunity, did bullies surround the homes of Justices Brett Kavanaugh, Samuel Alito, Amy Coney Barrett, Neil Gorsuch, John Roberts, and Clarence Thomas, furious over a court decision on abortion? How could these mobs so easily throng our justices' homes with placards declaring off with their, and I don't know what the word missing word is, but D hyphen S. I think it refers to a private organ. Off with their D hyphen S's. Since when did, or something, I don't know what it is. That wouldn't include Amy Coney Barrett. Anyway, I missed something. Since when did Americans create a government ministry of truth? And on whose orders did the FBI contract private news organizations to censor stories it did not like and writers whom it feared? How did we wake up one morning to new customs of impeaching a president over a phone call? Now, by the way, folks, remember, all this happened in a twinkling. Well, a twinkling with a four-year run-up. But think of the contrast between the Trump presidency and the Biden takeover. How did we wake up with the Speaker of the House tearing up the State of the Union address on national television? We witnessed that. Remember that? Nancy Medusa Hair Pelosi standing there as Speaker of the House behind Donald Trump's back. He doesn't even know what's going on as she tears up the copies of his speech. Which were handed to her and which are actually federal property. Those copies of his speech were not her property. But she tore them up anyway. When did we assume the FBI had the right to subvert the campaign of a candidate it disliked? Was it legal suddenly for one presidential candidate to hire a foreign ex-spy to subvert the campaign of her rival? Was some state or federal law passed that allowed biological males to compete in female sports? And what Victor Davis Hanson's asking, of course, is what happened? The world has gone nuts. Now, we haven't gone nuts, of course. But we've reached a moment here where the enemy is, they are writhing in their insanity. And this, you know, as to the outcome of the battle, this may be a favorable position for us to have an enemy who is so nuts that they take 6'4" males and put them into sports with 5'4" females. A hulking swimmer whose wingspan spans the whole winner's podium. They're going nuts. How about this one? This is this week. We have our military being told not to address, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, no, sir, no, ma'am. Well, no, you can't say that. You have to say some, what the hell do they expect you to say? What do they say to, you can't say, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No excuse, sir. You can't say that anymore. What the hell is going to happen to a country with a military like that? I assure you, the Russian military is not run on that basis. When did the government ask Victor Davis Hanson pass a law depriving Americans of their freedom during a pandemic? In America, can health officials simply cancel rental contracts or declare loan payments in suspension? How could it become illegal for mom and pop stores to sell flowers or shoes during a quarantine, but not so for Walmart or Target? Since when did the people decide that 70% of voters would not cast their ballots on Election Day? Was this revolutionary change the subject of a national debate, a heated congressional session, or the votes of dozens of state legislatures? We'll cut to the end of his essay here. Who redefined our military, and with whose consent? Who proclaimed that our chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, this blubbering, poor excuse for a soldier, could call his Chinese communist counterpart to warn him that America's president was supposedly unstable? Was it always true that retired generals routinely libeled their commander-in-chief as a neo-Nazi, a Mussolini, an adherent of the tools of Auschwitz? Were Americans ever asked whether their universities could discriminate against their sons and daughters based on their race? How did it become physically dangerous to speak the truth on a campus that being paid for by those same parents? How did a virus cancel the Constitution? Did the lockdowns rob us of our sanity? Or was it the woke hysteria that ignited our collective madness? And then Victor Davis Hanson ends. And he's older, like me, so he remembers when America was great again. He's wondering where it went. We are beginning to wake up from a nightmare, to a country we no longer recognize, and from a coup we never knew. It's a nice essay by Victor Davis Hanson, who lives out there in the foothills of the Sierra Nevada in California, in what used to be one hell of a nice part of America. I don't know how does he stick it out there now? And he's an academic, you know, college professor, writer of books, and so on, et cetera. You've seen him on TV. If somebody wants to get in a phone call, there is still a chance to squeeze in a call at 512-248-8252. Let's look for something shining and encouraging to end the show with, and let's get it from Donald Trump. Let me go to the top of his tweeting, his truthing here. First, let's look to see how he's doing with his readership. He has 4.8 million followers right now. Respectable. Building it back up. Remember, Google wouldn't even allow him to be on the Android App Store. Can you believe that? and he had a hard time getting on the Apple App Store. So truthsocial.com has only been out there and available, for instance, for Android download a short time. And it's booming. Let's put this in. The president puts it in here as a laugher, as to, you know, have we look at the insanity of the left. Right after this break, the awards given by Joe Biden this week that you're not going to believe. We'll be right back.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Big John, Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John.
Big Bad John,
Big John.
Nobody seemed
We're
to know
back,
where
folks.
John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all
Now, he didn't drift he into didn't town. He came down the golden escalator in Trump Tower. The award I'm looking for here. this is great. The president posted this a meme, a picture with a caption. The only thing worse than the enemy. Okay, so that's the caption at the top. And you scroll down to see the picture. The only thing worse than the enemy. Then there's a picture of Joe Biden. And right across his chest it says, the only thing worse than the enemy is a traitor. Come on. Come on. We need a man who can post that. I mean, that is why we elected Trump. He says what we're thinking. And no pussy pudding. Say it. Traitor. Joe Biden, traitor. Don't, you know, I object to his policies. He's not effective. Come on. Traitor. Commie. Rat. Donald Trump can say it. And he can call Mitch McConnell's wife. He can put her in ironic quotes. The only guy. This is the only guy. Name someone else who can do that, who can pull that off. Put and then spell her name Coco Chow as in Bow Wow. Nobody's even. I haven't even seen anybody. Is anybody even noticing it? Chow is. He's spelling it Chow. Her name is Chao, not Bow Wow Chow. Dog food. And Trump is saying that she runs the show. She I think in one of his posts, he says that she drags Mitch McConnell around like dragging a pig with a ring in his nose. She's a communist operative. Her operation is funded by the Chinese Communist Party. We've got to have somebody that has, as Steve Bannon says, the stones to be able to talk that way, think that way, and be our president. It's going to happen. I think it's going to happen. I think Donald Trump is going to make it as a candidate, of course. And I think he is going to beat the stuffing out of whoever the demon rats, whatever demented person. Look at their choices. What are they going to do with Camel Nose Harris? Are they going to just shove her off to the curb? They may have to run her. Well, wouldn't you love to see a Camel Nose Harris versus Donald Trump presidential debate? I'll pay for tickets to that. Hey, we'll meet up again here tomorrow night here in the Trump Clubhouse. Thank you, everybody, for joining. See you then.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.